And good evening and welcome to the Extra Point here on 1410 KGRM. We've got a busy show in store for you. Coming up, we're talking softball with Angie Gorko of Benton High School. She has been a great softball player for the Benton Bobcats over the years and will graduate this year heading to UNI. She wants to be a coach one of these days. We'll talk to her. She was named First Team All-State. Those just came out this morning. Meg Doty of Grinnell, also First Team All-State. We'll talk to Angie Gorko of Benton High, talk about her career. We'll also visit with Andy Hamilton, the athletic director at Grinnell College. If you can believe it, the Pioneers fall sports season starts just 3 weeks from today. We'll get the lowdown on what's coming up in the fall for Grinnell College with Andy Hamilton. But up first, we're kind of gearing up for the fall. We're kind of remembering the summer. And then now we look ahead a little bit to the winter with new head boys basketball coach Brandon Sharp. We've talked to him about taking the job at Grinnell High School, but now Coach Sharp has got a boys basketball camp, which starts up next week. And, Coach, glad to spend a few moments with us here on the Extra Point. And tell us about your boys basketball camp, which I think your dad ran. Now you get a chance to run as head coach at Grinnell.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me, Chris. We're running our camp, and it's August 5th, 6th, and 7th. I know we're a little short notice on getting it out to the radio. We've had it online for registration and everything, and we're hoping to get reach as many people as we can. So we're on the 5th, 6th, and 7th of August. We're running that boys basketball camp, and the first session is from 3 to 5. And that's grades entering any boys entering third through fifth grade will be 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the high school in the main gym. And then the second session is from 5 to 7 p.m., and that is grades 6, 7, and 8. Any boys entering those grades, we'd love to have them out. We'll have other high school coaches there from the program, some players. And then we're working on a few special guest speakers also. So it should be a lot of fun.
Awesome. And the cost is very minimal. I mean, I think it only costs like $20. And you get like 6 hours of basketball instruction. And it's especially important at that young level, especially grades 3 through 5, to learn the fundamentals. You're going to have a leg up on a lot of other kids if you come to a camp like this.
Absolutely, yeah. We're very very conscious about setting the prices. Money is never the main driver for us whatsoever. It's about impacting kids' lives, and then hoping to give them the tools to kind of fall in love with just playing the game of basketball and working as a team. So we're really excited about kind of the lineup that we have. Set up with the skill work, and then introducing some of our culture pieces, where kids will get to focus in on three of our six culture pieces that they can take and use into real life application and into their life and into their if they're playing football or whatever it is that they can take into and just impact their lives and keep enriching them and those around them.
I think the biggest thing, though, is you get your current players involved. And sometimes, young kids respond well to older kids. And it works double, because then your kids, your basketball players, get an opportunity to teach the game, and they get something out of it, too.
Absolutely. We know that us coaches are not the reason why any kid goes to camp. It's always about seeing the older kids and those varsity players or high school players, they being able to be there and give back to the program. It's something very special to be able to be a high school kid and work camp and remember the days where you were that kid and there were those high school kids working with you and you got to look up to them and want to be them. I think it's a great opportunity for our student athletes to get out and get in front of those young kids and really realize that those little eyes are always on you.
So I guess all you got to do is bring your basketball shoes and just bring yourself and come to the camp. And again, it's very inexpensive for a $20 fee for a 3-day session for this basketball camp. How do parents or how do grandparents or how do kids register for this camp?
Yeah, so online registration is closed, which is perfectly fine because we will never turn anybody away. We'll have walk-up registration ready and everything, be at a table just outside of the gym that people can walk up, fill out a quick form, a waiver form, and call their piece, and that'll be it. It's really, really easy just to do it as a walk-up. No problems with that whatsoever.
So, again, it's for kids coming up into this next school year, grades 3 through 5, beginning on Monday the 5th from 3 to 5 p.m., and then from grades 6 through 8 from 5 to 7 p.m. Again, the fee is just $20, and walk-ups, like you say, are welcome, and should be a great camp and something that you guys do every year.
Yep, we're excited for it again. One thing that's different this year, we are giving basketballs away instead of T-shirts, so there's no need to worry about not getting a T-shirt. We have plenty of basketballs ordered. Anybody who comes and signs up, participates, will be more than we'll get their worth in just the basketball alone. So,
well, the work you do in the off season will hopefully pay off for having a successful season, learning the skills, and hopefully you'll get plenty of kids coming out to this Tiger basketball camp starting on Monday. Brandon, thanks so much for your time here on the Extra Point, and hopefully have a good camp.
Yes, thank you, Chris. Greatly appreciate you having me.
Brandon Sharp, head coach for Grinnell Tiger Boys basketball, joining us here on the Extra Point. Coming up later, Andy Hamilton, athletic director at Grinnell College. But up next, Angie Gorko, who's had a great career at Benton High School in softball. That's coming up next here on the Extra Point on 1410 KGRN.